B1049, it is a Tuesday morning. Time for our pet tip of the week, brought to us by the Amherst Veterinary Hospital. They're at 313 County Road, Double K in Amherst, and online, it's amherstvet.com. Wisconsin's pet lady, Dolores, is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
You want to talk about a tip, well, I guess we're kind of continuing on, but being a good neighborly person with your pets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're out, obviously, walking our dogs, having our dogs in the yard and everything, but we need to think about our neighbors as we're walking our dogs. The snow is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants a nice green lawn. The kids are out playing in the grass and everything, too. So while you're walking your dog, make sure you carry those poopy bags with you, because we don't want to leave presents for other people, because people don't like those presents.
Right.
You know. So I encourage everybody, make sure you do clean up after your dog. I mean, it's only right and fair. You wouldn't want somebody coming on your lawn and having their dog, poop all over the place, and you got to clean it up.
Right, right.
So that's one thing, you know, and you don't want little ones running around in that too, because it's just nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, some dogs, they'll sniff it. Some other dogs will even eat it, you know.
That is a problem with some dogs that do eat poop.
Yeah.
They really do. Yeah.
You wonder why, but they do.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
There's like chemicals in the poop and everything else. Now you could go to your veterinarian if your dog does this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they will eat their own poop too.
Oh yeah.
So go to your veterinarian, like Amherst Veterinary Hospital, and talk to them about that. They can give them some kind of a medicine to counteract that.
Hmm.
You know, in the poop, if they're eating their own poop, your veterinarian will give your dog medicine, but it only pertains to their poop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if they're eating other dogs' poop, you're going to have to train them, you know, off and everything like that, seriously. And while we're talking about things like that, a lot of times we have female dogs who will pee. And when females pee, they squat and they concentrate in one little circle, if you will.
Right.
Okay. So when they're peeing on the grass, 9 times out of 10, that will kill the grass, because the concentrated acid from the pee, kind of kills the grass, so you get brown spots. So if your dog goes on your lawn, and pees, I always keep like a bucket of water, or have the hose ready and everything too. If you hose it down or throw a lot of water on it, it disperses it.
Okay.
So, you know, the concentration is not there. Where if you have a male dog, they disperse on their own.
Right, right.
You know, they kind of fling it around everywhere, if you will.
So it's not as bad or concentrated that way. That's
right,
yeah.
right. So, you know, little tips about keeping your grass green and everything, too.
Yeah, some great tips as everybody gets out and gets a little more active now.
Absolutely. And we'll continue with, like, summer talks, I think, too. You know, flowers and all kinds of stuff down the line. So everybody can have good tips and get ready for the wonderful summer out there.
All right. That sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you again then coming up next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Amherst Veterinary Hospital.